This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hey, man, Luke, I ain't going to lie to you, Tyler. The Rockets are making me nervous.
True, I think they're making me nervous, too.
Listen, I know they won yesterday. I was sitting there watching that game.
Knicks is all nervous.
And they came on in the second half. And I'm sitting there watching that game, and I'm like, they are not about to lose to the Pelicans right now, are they? They are not about to lose to the Pelicans. And I'm like, yeah, they are losing at the half right now. They are not about to lose to the damn Pelicans right now. They won. They had a big third quarter, and their defense really finally kind of started to show up after the first quarter. I mean, they allowed 15 points in the third quarter. That will do it in. But even with that, it was a big win because, again, the Warriors are on the hunt, and the Warriors won again late against Brooklyn. They're just now three games back, and somehow, again, I didn't know he still had it in him, but James Harden can go for 50 again still in life at 35, and the Clippers are not far behind him. So they've got to start winning. It feels like the Warriors have picked up, you know, about four or five games, it feels like, over the last couple of weeks. But just watching them play, Luke, they look like a team that has three good working tires. And they are trying to get to the finish line with three tires. And it is just, even in the win, it is a tough, like something just feels off.
Absolutely. That was what was discouraging last night. Was like, yeah, they won, but how great do you even feel about that win coming away from it?
Yeah,
you wanted to see him come out and set the tone early and bring it to the Pelicans. And
they gave up 34 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, I thought they were going to lose, and you know they pull out a win. It's like, well, great, it's the Pelicans. But yeah, that's most important. You had to make sure you won that game. At least they did, and now they get the Pelicans again this weekend at home, and you got to win that one too. But absolutely, I mean, Udoka called out the effort earlier this week and called out essentially the starters.
And that's the problem, Luke. Udoka, like it's like when you are a coach and you have to hit them with a, hey man, they are soft, you know, or they're like their effort's down, or this isn't what we are built on, this isn't our identity. We have to do that, bro. When you got to do it like six or seven times in about a month period. Like, if you keep coming back to it, then it's not just a, all right, a ploy to call my team out. Now it's like they have some, there's some disconnect somewhere, and the inconsistency is growing even more, and especially defensively. Like from now again in the second, third, fourth quarter, their defense improved against the Pelicans last night. But just you watch this team, it's not a good sign when the coach has to continue to call you out for your softness or any of this.
Oh, just, no! We suck again!
Well, at least they won. It is a rough feel.
Yeah.
Ocho, they look and feel like the Houston Cougars after a win. Same damn discouraging wins. I don't get that, because to me, like Houston, the Cougars, that feels like their identity. Like I don't come away from Houston games and feel like defensively they've lost it, or they like on the boards or offensive rebounds they've lost it. The Rockets just it's just I don't know, man. It just don't look right. Again, as you said, they broke the 3-game slide, and that's the most important thing that they needed to do. But they've got to pick this thing up.
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, the comparison to the Houston Cougars, I agree with you, that's the style, but also Houston's 26-4, you know, so like if the Rockets were winning at that same clip, yeah, you'd say like, it's not pretty, but hey, you know, it's working for them. Whereas
yeah,
here...
the Cougs, they don't ever win pretty.
Yeah, but you know, they're the number three team in the country. If the Rockets were still the 2 seed, it's like, this is just their style. This is what, this is how they win. Oh. But they haven't been winning enough, and I think there's a few things that play with the whole effort thing. I mean, I think being young is part of it. I think not having a star is part of it. It's kind of a team of role players, and there's always the reason why they're not stars a lot of times, these guys, is because of that inconsistency. And then I also think the injuries with all the different changes to the lineup has also helped. So that's not to excuse the lack of effort at times or Ime having to call out this roster throughout the year, but I think if you had to try to pinpoint why that's the case or why there is this disconnect, I think those are some of the things that are at play with the way this team is constructed. They need that star, they need that leader, and maybe some sort of veteran experience other than, you know, Dylan Brooks right now, and some consistency in that lineup to be able to provide that effort, that style that they're looking for.
Kevin, here on the text line, a few people rolling through. I'm the biggest Rockets fan there is, but I'm with you, show. They do have a favorable schedule moving forward, and they do that. I don't think they're about to collapse themselves out of the playoffs. I think they have, the way they have played here of late, they've put the play-in on the table.
Yes.
I think they have done that with Golden State, Minnesota, and the Clippers starting to kind of come play better basketball than they're playing. Mm-hmm. I heard Kenny Smith on TNT, and the Kenny Smith I'm talking about, the guy with the worst bow-legged knees I've ever seen in my life. I'm sorry, it's getting worse.
Poor guy, don't do that to him.
I don't want to do it to him, but it's getting worse. And one of the greatest bits in television is that race to the to the wall, and I don't want to see them do it anymore. And Shaq's an a-hole. He knows he could just take advantage of those knees are like,
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I don't mean to get here, but like when I watch him, and he's a Houston legend kind of, when I watch him, like his slacks and his pants, it's like they're just seeing through him, and it's God, man. Yeah. I'm praying for him, but
it's those a walking knees, triangle man, down
not
there.
Looking much like a jet, right?
I'm just telling you, like, when did that start to kick in? I don't remember him with the Rock. He was in the slam dunk contest, a great dunker.
Yeah, and like, I think he's had knee issues later in life.
Like he looks like if he had to come off the screen, he'd fall like me. Like I don't know. Anyway, he did have a great quote. He said, "At this time of year, when you get to this area of March, you have two things. You have teams that are getting ready to kind of roll this thing on into Cancun. Mm-hmm. And then you have teams that are kicking it into gear."
Yeah.
Right? Around this time, kicking it into gear, kicking it into, all right, this is, let's get a burst going here and really get ourselves ready and prepared for playoff.
Let's go, Rockets.
And you would think, as Martin Maldonado was talking, you would think that the Rockets are trying to kick it into gear. And right now, they look like they are just holding on.
For sure. Yeah, they're trending in the wrong direction. I think part of it is just a team and a group of guys that haven't been here before. you know, that haven't been that battle-tested in these playoff races, like a Warriors or the Lakers and these veterans and all these other teams in the West coming down the stretch. But it's not good. They have the ninth easiest schedule the rest of the season. So to your point, you know, here's a chance to turn it around. And in regards to Kenny Smith, by the way, we had a kid in college who had two different size feet, and he would try to play basketball, and whenever he tried to run, he would just topple over.
Like Whitey on Eight Crazy Nights?
Yeah.
Bad, man, it's like, you know how some gentlemen look at ladies with
hungry eyes?
Great sweater puppies.
Ooh, yeah.
My eyes go right to his knees.
It's true.
Like if I were to talk to Kenny Smith, it'd be like that. And I just feel so disrespectful because I'm just looking at his knees, man. It is. He's like double D's get me every time. I can't imagine what it's like getting out of bed for him, man. God, dog, he's unfolding it here. But to the point, they play the Pelicans again, the Magic, who are kind of falling apart, yeah. The Suns, that's a kind of a wild card, weird team. But they're not in the postseason. They're in the 11th spot. The Mavericks are in a flat free fall as none of their players are playing. The Bulls, the Sixers, and the same thing as them, and then they get the Magic and the Heat. So, yeah, it is favorable.
Yeah.
They get all of that until they play the Nuggets on the 23rd of February.
Yeah.
And then even after that, it's the Hawks and the Jazz. So they have a schedule where they'd be all right. Stop it, Kenny. Kenny Smith can use the Forrest Gump braces. Guys. That's on me. That's pure poor leadership. I started that.
Well, you never seen a boy with braces on his legs before.
I legit feel bad for him. Man, I can't. Like in the last 12 years, it has turned, man. It has turned in, like, no pun intended.
At least it's at this age, though. I mean, don't feel too bad for him. That's how I feel every day, and I'm a lot younger.
He also is dating, like, a, you know, 22-year-old Instagram model or something, so it's working just fine for him.
He better be massaging those things or something, man. That's, God, dog.
Take care of him.
I just, man, shout out to the knees, man.
They got the California King just so she could fit in the bed with him, you know, the legs just... Take up so much of the width.
That leg. Man, what'd you say? He just sleeps and looks like an ACL tear. Like, he sleeps and it's like, are your legs? Are these supposed to go that way? All right. There you go. Yeah, Luke's a sniper right there. Came in there and took a shot. The Cleveland Browns, speaking of restructuring money, they have restructured Deshaun's contract for the second time in the offseason to create more cap space. But the story coming out today is Jim Haslam, the owner, he likes to go by Jimmy. Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Cleveland Browns. As we know, weeks ago, Myles Garrett made it very public, had the statement requesting to be traded. Wanting out after being there 7-8 years, understanding the direction where they're going. I remember his line was, I never intended to go from Cleveland to Canton, meaning like I want to win. I want to have a chance to win big, and he wants to move on. And where they are right now, and I'll give them, they have tried. They tried the Deshaun stuff. They tried with Baker. They have tried in the time, but they're in a different direction. And I completely understand where it is. Now, their stance has been they're not going to trade him. Myles Garrett requested to have a meeting with the owner, Jim Haslam. And in response, Jim Haslam basically went fingers in his ear and said, "No, no, 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 no."
And they say no.
Refuse the request.
What the hell, man?
What is wrong with you?
You are the owner. What is wrong with you?
Like, never? Like, are you going on vacation and you can't get... No, man. Hey, Miles wanted to put in his secretary because Myles Garrett wanted to put in and try to maybe get a meeting. You guys could talk. No, nope.
Probably one of the most model players both on and off the field for your organization. And you're doing this.
My man said, nope. Like, I just don't want to hear it. Like, we're not trading him. No, what do you? I don't need to meet with you. We're not trading you. Like, he can't get a meeting.
It's a busy month for me, man. I got a lot of meetings. Off the circle back.
Like, we can't sit down and talk about how we gonna handle this. Like, this is the Cleveland Browns. My man said no. Nope. Nope. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, you should at least take the meeting. At least have the decency to sit down with the guy and explain your thought process or where you're coming from.
Andrew Berry has to be like, come on. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, like if you don't like that what's being said in the meeting, you can, I mean, at that point, you're the owner. You can cuss him out, do whatever the hell you want, but don't be a freaking little kid and avoiding it. And like you were saying, la, 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 no, 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 can't do it, can't do it, can't. Come on, bro.
You're so kiddish. Like, because I, now that I'm looking at this, I didn't think this was going.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Dude, they look like they are crazy enough, like the Ford family, to just to go and Detroit Lion this thing with Barry Sanders. Did they do it to
Calvin Johnson?
Did they really leave him, or did he go ahead and retire? I know Barry, they said, well, Barry, hell, you either playing for the Lions or you retire.
I think there was some of that with Johnson, too.
I think the Browns, obviously, their owner won't even take a sit-down meeting, won't even honor a request for a meeting. This is, as Champ Slice said on YouTube and Twitch, this is why they're the Browns.
Yeah, right.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.